This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Herman called in Nevada, he's still with us. And I'd like to address some of the things that you've said, Herman. So, I'm saying that everything's broken, right? And I'm saying that I would like to detach. But I can't fully detach. Now, certain things I can detach from. If I can't make a difference, then I can detach. So about the copper wire, I can't fix that. I cannot fix CenturyLink or Brightspeed or Contel or whatever the company is. I can't fix that. And I can bang my head against the wall and be frustrated, or I can detach. I'm detached from that. I really am. But there are things that I can fix. And let me give you an example. So right now, there is information in the public domain that meat is soon to be tainted and soon to arrive at the supermarket. And this is in the public domain. So the U.S. meat supply may be contaminated soon with mRNA proteins from biotech vaccines. Now, I can fix that. And I have fixed that. Because on our farm, We have hormone-free cows. We have free-range cows. We don't use toxic chemical commercial fertilizer on our fields, which has filler from coal-fired power generation plants, which has radioactive elements in it. We don't spread that on our fields. We use natural fertilizer, and we use natural lime from quarries around here. So we take the natural approach. So our animals, if we don't feed them the vaccines, then the vaccines won't shed to us, and the vaccines won't shed to our customers and our guests at the campground. But what's happening is there is, at least purportedly, a plan, or reportedly a plan, to contaminate meat, which would be cattle, chickens, pigs, and goats, and other livestock, with vaccines that have mRNA proteins, which will end up in people through oral consumption, or possibly through just plain old shedding being next to the animal, or the people who handle the meat processing at the meat packing plants and processing plants, they may get it and bring it home just by working there. So in terms of, can we do something about that? Yes. Have I detached from it? Yeah. I've detached from it. I know it's a problem, and we make sure that we don't bring that here on the farm. But there are other things that I flat out can't fix. Like, I can't make bearings for a tractor. I can't do it.
Vincent, that's fabulous.
I can find workarounds, but I can't make bearings.
Okay, so that's fabulous. So let me give you another example. Let's talk about the vax for a second. Okay, we're not supposed to talk about it, so let me tell you my wonderful workaround. Today's a county commissioner meeting. We call in. It's a teleconference, so I don't have to be around all these pink hair, blue hair, you know, liberal phonies that want to fill our community up with low-income Section 8 housing, high density, destroy our rural lifestyle, and our commissioners are fabulous. They're voting against all of them. But here's how I work around the whole vax and in a form of detachment. These pink hair, blue hair, do-gooder liberals that want to ruin us because they're mental patients, and it's like, one thing I'll say about Dr. Wiener, mental illness, liberalism is a mental illness. That's true. He's not the only one that said it. But I will get up on my public comment after they've all said how wonderful the vax is and promote it and tell them, but take all the boosters, mix and match. do all of that. So there, I'm not anti-vax. I'm pro-vax for the people that I think need to take it that will solve our problems. So that's one of my workarounds. So there are ways we can do it. And you're doing beef is fabulous. Me having now goats and feeding them organically and doing that, we're all doing this. So we have to give ourselves a self moment of reflection and accomplishment. But Vincent, I have a question that is really important for Gwyneth. And it's about, we were talking about terraforming Mars and all that. There's terraforming going on Earth right now to remove CO2, compress it, to liquefy it. And I'm reading an article on Natural News that says terraforming hardware removes CO2 from the atmosphere to destroy life on Earth, suffers major setback from freezing temperatures. Now, I don't know. This is a Gwyneth question. Gwyneth, I've been reading that plankton create in the oceans create more oxygen than all the trees and plants on the Earth. Is that true?
Well, I think it could be true, but what you've got to recognize is the whole CO2 thing is a vast scam, and it's a tax scam. It's an indulgences scam, which is actually run by the Vatican. CO2 is what plants breathe, and if we have higher CO2 levels, we're going to have more plant growth. And if we have higher temperatures, then it's going to go more towards a subtropical or tropical climate worldwide. And that's not really a problem. And areas that are now cold temperate and will become warm temperate. So you'll get milder winters, which means that you'll be able to grow things all year round. You'll still be able to grow your fruit trees and your nut trees and your oaks will grow. They will still make acorns. It'll still be cold enough for that. But you won't have, 5 or 6 feet of snow on the ground or whatever it is at your location. You know? And you'll still have snow-capped mountains. But it's a scam. And if you want to know what sort of scam, I don't know if you know what indulgences are. Okay, but it's an indulgence scam. It's actually being run by the Vatican. The Vatican's been running indulgence scams for over 1,000 years, and this is just the latest one. Okay? Now, with regards to detachment, what I would like to say about that is worry and fear actually have a purpose. Anxiety actually has a purpose. And that purpose is a motivation for action, okay? To make sure that whatever is causing the worry and the fear doesn't end up happening. And so, for instance, sometimes I worry about my dog. I worry about what I'm going to feed them, especially when I go to the supermarket and finds that there's only what actually happened when I went to the supermarket. There was only one bag of Powell, Purina Powell, on the dog food shelf, an 8-kilogram bag. So it's like a, I don't know, 20-pound bag of Powell on the shelf. And I thought, oh, gee. Well, I can afford it, so I'm going to buy it. But there's a whole empty shelf that used to be permanently stacked with dog food, and it's gone. So then I begin to worry about how am I going to feed my dog. And I pray to God, and I ask God for answers, and I believe that he's given me some answers, which I'm not going to go into right now. But that is an example. I could just say, oh, well, something will happen. Well, you know, my dogs will be fine. No, they won't be fine. If they don't have food, they'll get sick, and they will not be fine. So I'll start to have problems with them, you know, because, you know, dogs that are well fed, especially in a rural context, create a lot fewer problems than dogs that are not well fed. I can assure you of that. And this is the reason for anxiety, worry, and fear. And I've learned this over the years. And when you get that deep, fighting feeling in your gut and in your heart, you do not dismiss that. You dismiss that at your peril, because that is an indication that something is seriously wrong. And you better not detach. You better pay close attention, or something is going to rise up and is going to slap you in the face and is going to bring you down. But I know that from personal life experience. I don't think that it's a good idea to detach, really. There's things that I can't do anything about. I don't worry about them, okay? So I don't know if that's the same as detachment or not, but if it's something that doesn't directly affect me and I can't do anything about it, I just don't worry about it. I concentrate on my home and my farm, my family, my animals, my dogs, my chickens, my horse, or horses, depending on how, at the moment I've just got my Lily, my one horse. But they're all relying on me. And I'd better pay attention, because if I don't pay attention, then something's going to go wrong. Something's going to leak up.
Let me put an exclamation point on what you just said.
Damage.
Let me put an exclamation point on what you just said. So we run cows here on our farm, and we pay attention to our fence. We have a barbed wire fence around the perimeter of our farm, and then inside we have internal fences that are electric ribbon. It's like white, half-inch wide electrified fence. And then what it does is it suggests to the cows, you know, why don't you just stay in this one area, and then we'll let you, they know that we will rotate, and they'll have another paddock tomorrow and another paddock the day after. So they know that. And they know that the barbed wire is like no fun to try to cross through, because it slices up cows. So they know that. So they don't mess with the barbed wire. They'll eat under it. They'll go close to it, but they won't charge through it. It works great. Now, we have a neighbor, and now we're not detached about that. We are paying attention to our fence. And we're also paying attention to the rations of hay at this time of the year that the cows get. So they get the vitamins, minerals, supplements. They get the right amount of hay. And the hay is unrolled so that they're in a fresh area all the time, so they're not eating their own poop, and they're not getting worms, and not getting sick. So we are not detached from that. We are very proactive. Now, we have a neighbor, another farmer, who's been a farmer longer than I've been a farmer. And he doesn't quite care about his fence as much as we do. And he doesn't care about feeding his cows on a regular schedule as much as we do. And the cows are hungry, whereas ours are well-fed. Not overfed, well-fed. And the problem that he has is it's a persistent problem. His cows know that if they jump the fence or they push through his real loose fence, they get out. So this guy's cows are trying to get in our fields and all of our neighbors' fields because they're looking for something to eat, because he is not paying attention. He is more detached about his cows than he should be. It'll be all right. That's an expression in Missouri. Oh, it'll be all right. Oh, that fence is loose, but it'll be all right. No, it's not going to be all right. That's one of the problems with not paying attention.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, Gwyneth's with us, and Herman's with us. And so, Herman, what I'm trying to say is, there's certain things that I absolutely, positively cannot detach from. I am detached from the things that I can detach from, okay? But I am in the game, and I am willing to stay the course, and I'm willing to solve all the problems that I physically and mentally can solve. The ones that I can't solve, you know, like who's going to be president, I'm detached from that. I mean, I don't like them. I don't like Congress. I can't think of a good politician. And actually, the definition of a good politician is one who stays bought. So, I mean, you know, I'm detached from that. I mean, I have no admiration for any politician. And if I got a call from the White House saying, hey Finelli, we hear you've got some pretty good beef over there and we'd like to buy some, I'm afraid we're all out of it. I can't support those guys. I can't. You know, I was able to go, I qualified to apply to go meet Michelle, you know, Big Mike. And it was in the big city, Springfield, touring a Walmart. And I could have gone. And I could have subjected myself to all the snipers on all the rooftops of the surrounding buildings because she was checking out the grocery section or the produce section of Walmart to show how good the produce is at Walmart. I mean, I could have done that, but I don't have any respect for those kind of people. It'd be a waste of my time. Why would I do that? So there's nothing I can do to fix some things, and I'm detached from that. But in terms of vitamins, minerals, and supplements, I'm not detached from that. I like taking vitamins, minerals, and supplements because they work. Herman, any comments? I don't know what happened to Herman. Gwyneth, any comments?
I agree. I've got less and less time for political type things. There is something I would like to mention about property taxes later on in the broadcast. But as a closing thing to this horse training video, when I got my jaw off the floor after watching this four-hour horse training video and seeing this completely, utterly wild bush horse transformed within just 4 hours into a tractable riding horse. I mean, I wouldn't put a six-year-old on it. It's still going to need work. But you had a horse who already knew how to ride, could get on the stallion and ride him. I could get on him and ride him and not be bucked off, not be pig-rooted, reared on, etc., etc. He had zero of the problems that you normally would expect from a freshly green broken horse that had only been broken in for 4 hours. He had none of those problems. When I got my jaw off the floor, I went outside and I did some of the tests that they had for your horse on Lily. And sure enough, she responded fairly negatively to these tests. And so I did their method that they had done with this stallion. And what do you know? Within half an hour to three quarters of an hour, she was totally fine. And I haven't gotten on her yet, but she was so much improved just by these few simple methods that I learned from a YouTube video. And now those are burned into the back of my brain forever, because what I saw was absolutely remarkable. And I can tell you for sure, Vincent, that they work. And what it is it's just simply treating the horse like a person and using horse psychology to get into the horse's brain and befriend the horse, and then you're able to get it to do what it needs to do.
We had a couple comments when we come back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. A magnitude 6.1 and 7.0 earthquake rocked eastern Indonesia and the southern Philippines on Wednesday. At this time, there is no tsunami warning and no injuries were reported. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quakes occurred 94 miles northwest of Tobelo, that's between Australia and the Philippines. The U.S. economy continues to take a toll. Microsoft is planning to announce more layoffs as soon as this morning. Microsoft had more than one round of layoffs, but didn't announce how many positions it cut. The company announced the cuts that started in July affected less than 1% of the company's total workforce of roughly 200,000 people. Roughly 100 Ukrainian troops began Patriot missile training in Oklahoma on Tuesday. This after the military began expanding combat training of Ukrainian forces in Germany on Sunday. Roughly 500 soldiers are at that location. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today,
God,
you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, I have a couple comments about what Gwen said regarding working with a horse and treating a horse like a person, like a human. So here on our farm, we spend time with cows every single day. And we spend time with the dogs and the cats every single day. And we spend time with the chickens every single day. So when we go out on the field to feed the cows, we talk to them. We walk among them. Now, they could have a stampede instantly and kill us all. They're certainly big enough to do that. And there's certainly enough of them. But they like us because we don't beat them. Some farmers, when they want to move their cows, they swat them with a stick. They use a cattle prod that's electrified, and they go, you know, they yell at them and scream at them and swat them and beat them. We don't do any of that. It's crazy. And you don't have to be mean to animals. So we are very kind to them. We are so kind, and they like us so much that when they, if I just say, And I should probably do a video of this. If I just say, "Hi, girls," they'll all start mooing and say, "Hey, Dad, we're over here." Or if they're in the woods and I go, "Come on," they'll all come, they'll start mooing, they'll come running toward me. That's what they're like when you're nice to them. Now, Mrs. Finelli and I and our son have the equivalent of dog biscuits. And we keep them in our pockets of our jackets and we go out and see the cows. And they'll come over to us and we'll take some of these, they're called range cubes, and we'll feed them to them out from our hands. They're used to us. And sometimes if we run out, they look in our pockets. They take those big faces of theirs and they try to put, you know, a size 10 face in a size 1 pocket to see if there are any more biscuits in there. And the chickens, when I go outside, if I call the chickens, they come running. They come running. Chickens don't come running, but ours do. And I'm sure yours do, Gwyneth. But if you're nice to them, that's what happens. Same with the dogs. And we have pictures, and I probably should put it on our website, you know, the Natural Farms Camping website, where we go out, we have a Jeep, an old Jeep Wrangler. And it's got 250,000 miles on it. And it's got a hard top, and so instead of having one of those $13,000 or $14,000 worth of UTVs, we just have a cheap old Jeep. And they recognize the sound of that engine. And when we are, if we get out of the Jeep to go check on the cows every day, and they see the Jeep and the windows are down in summertime and the Jeep is just sitting there with the engine off, they'll stick their heads in the Jeep looking, you know, to see if there are any biscuits in there. That's what happens when you treat your animals nicely. Now, there's one other thing. We have brown eggs for Rhode Island red eggs, and for us and for our dogs and for our guests at the campsite when we open the campsite, which will be in the spring. And we have blue eggs from cream leg bar chickens. And I have to tell you, our eggs taste better than store-bought eggs. Now, why is that? I think it's a couple things. I think it's they eat what chickens normally eat. They scratch around and they look for bugs and they eat grass. Yeah, they eat grass. And they're happy. And I think happy chickens lay better eggs than miserable chickens. I just think that. Now, can I prove it? No. Because I don't have miserable chickens. But I do know that our eggs taste better than store-bought eggs. No question about it. No question. Gwyneth, any comments about the things I've just said about the interaction with animals, how to treat them, and how they thrive better when you're nice to them?
Yeah. Would you like to hear my horse call? The call where I call my little... She'll be standing over the other side of her field, and I'll walk up to the fence, and this is what I do.
That's outstanding. That's outstanding. So if someone needs
that, she comes running.
Yeah.
She knows that it's Mama's.
Yeah.
And when I stand at my back door, my chicken's now free range in what used to be the dog yard. I've got some sad news. My two boy dogs, when I was at my son's place this weekend, I took a day out. Like I said, my son took me grocery shopping. And while I was out, my dog, boy dog, broke out of their dog yard, broke into the rooster pen and killed my rooster. And I had to euthanize my two boy dogs when I got home. Because that is a capital offense, chicken killing. Dogs killing chickens is a capital offense for the dog. That's just how it has to be. And especially these two, because these two, the reason why they were penned up was this was not the first time they'd done that. And so it was the last time. Anyway, so the rest of the chickens are now free ranging in the backyard because life's a bit safe for them now. But when I stand at my back door, I go, dok, 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 dok. You know, I've learned what that means in chicken.
Yeah, it means mealtime. Mealtime.
There's food over here. That's what chickens do when they find a nice, fat, tasty grub and they want to share it with their fellow chickens, especially their babies. So they stand at the background and go, they come running. And I don't even have to do it very loud because they've got really, really, you've got no idea how good a chicken's hearing is until you do that. And that's how loud I do it. And they come from all corners of the backyard and they have their wings out and they're actually flapping their wings to go faster.
Yeah,
did you know that chickens do that? When they want to come running, and I might have some, you know, some pot scrapings or something like that, you know, or some food that's been sitting at the back of the pantry for way too long or something. Or some dog manure is the other thing, the chicken dog manure, you know. And the dogs go out and they poop in the backyard. My remaining girl dogs go out in the backyard and they poop in the backyard and the chickens go and eat it. Saves me the problem of cleaning it up, and it has a 25% protein level. Did you know dog manure has a 25% protein level? And it's, you know, probably as nutritious for the chickens as the chicken crumbles that you get. So they eat it, and I let them eat it for that reason. And but if the dogs have an accident inside, I pick it up with a piece of toilet paper. And I call them chickens, and I give them, the dog, and I put out the dog manure, and they eat it up. But this is it. They come running towards me because they like me, and they know that I like them, and that I protect them, and that... you know, that I feed them and I have nice things and I'm kind to them. I go out and I pull up weeds, just go and feed Lily and I put them in my garden cart. Just they're sitting there beside me, waiting for whatever might be revealed when I pull up my garden weed, put in the garden cart to feed to the horse. The chickens, they're sitting around me. I'm sitting there pulling up weeds, chucking them in the cart, and the chickens are there, and those up there, little chooky eyes, and they put, when they're paying attention to something, they put their heads on one side, and basically a grub or a bug or a slug or a caterpillar or anything that's disturbed or a worm or anything that's disturbed by me pulling up the weeds, they are in there, and they snap it up. And, you know, something, that's how every farm ought to operate. People ought to have gardens. And, you know, if they've got a small property, like 20 or 40 acres or whatever, they should have a garden. And then they feed the horse the weeds from the garden. The horse poop gets put back onto the garden as fertilizer. And the chickens scratch up the horse manure that I put on the garden. And sometimes I put it on the garden fresh. You know, because horse manure is only hot if the horse has fed a whole bunch of supplements. If they've just been eating dry grass and weeds or even green grass, the manure is not hot. And you can put it straight on fruit trees as a mulch and it'll be fine. It will not burn the fruit trees. I mean, it will if you put, like, five wheelbarrowfuls on one fruit tree or something. You don't do that. Like, one barrowful for a decent-sized fruit tree is plenty, it's fine. And the chickens will go in there, and they will scratch the horse doings up. They will break it up for you. they'll break up the horse manure because they eat manure. They eat cow manure. They eat dog manure. They eat horse manure. They like it. They eat the weeds, feed the worms, the bugs, the grubs out of the horse's manure, including all the parasites and eggs that are in the horse's gut. Because unless you've loaded your horse up with ridiculous amounts of wormers, your horse is going to have a few parasites. But normally, it has an immune system, and its immune system is there to defend it from getting sick from too many parasites. So if your horse is healthy, parasites are not going to be a problem. It'll always have a few, but that's not really an issue because it won't affect its overall health, you know? And any animal is the same, and probably what's going to be worse to your horse's health is giving it a warmer absolutely every single month, which will constantly destroy its gut bacteria. And if it doesn't have the right levels of gut bacteria, it'll get sick. And that's just how it is. And if there seems to be a problem, a big problem, then I usually have some ivermectin horse paste on hand, and I'll give it a tube of horse paste, you know, if it needs it. But that might happen once every 2 years. You know, maybe if I notice that there's an especially high level of pot bodies around. So it's got lots of pot eggs, which just happens. So I'll go in and I'll scrape the pot eggs off, but then I'll just get a big dose of ivermectin, horse paste, you know, ivermectin or Epsomec or whatever the brand is.
We're going to a break. Herman's still with us. Let's see if we can get Herman's comments. Gwyneth, I think you want to talk about taxes as well. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go.
Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. And I just want to mention, tomorrow I'm going to connect the dots for you. I believe I figured out what happened and why we have this overvoltage situation in the United States of America. I believe I figured it out. And I also believe I figured out why Bert has an undervoltage situation at times when the grid fails. It all makes sense to me. I will flesh it out. There's a lot of moving pieces. And I will try to explain it in class tomorrow. So that ought to be a special broadcast about something that no one's really talking about. And it is detrimental to the health of your equipment, your appliances, your refrigerators, etc. It is. And I'll explain why it's happening, and I'll explain what you can do to protect yourself from it. Herman, did you have any other comments that you wanted to share?
I've been on hold with AT&T the whole time, but I wanted to thank you, Vincent and Gwyneth, for all you do and share. And I know it's not easy. And these little things that we do and that you do, Vincent, that help us out in class that are listening are so very important. So I just from the bottom of my heart want to thank you. And wherever I can contribute and be a benefit, I'm happy to do so.
Herman, let me ask you this. I take it you listen to at least some informative alternative radio and view the news, alternative news, because you're on top of what's happening.
I do such a deep dive, you don't know. I just sent you, I know you can't look at a lot of the email I sent you, but I just sent you an amazing link, Stop World Control, of all the European scientists, lawyers, doctors, that right in the beginning of the scandemic in early 2020 have come out, and I got it from another local person here. My community is the tip of the spear. We're the ones that took away the voting machines. We're the ones that the ACLU and the Anti-Defamation League are suing in Supreme Court all the time, so I'm way down. But I look at all sides. I don't believe anything I hear. I don't believe anything I see. I do my own analysis, but yes, I spend a lot of time researching.
So here's the quick question. Has anybody figured out or mentioned or discussed the overvoltage situation that is, this may seem like a little nit, this is a plague that's going to take out a lot of our appliances.
It's huge. No one. You're the only one, and, you know, Mike Adams does a fairly good job, a pretty good job, I shouldn't say fairly good, but he gets it wrong sometimes, but he brings a lot of information out there. You know, I have a hard time listening to Alex Jones, but you are the single best out there, especially love Bert, love Lou Cassidy. Lou Cassidy has been such a benefit to my life. You're the only one that has the credential technical experts, doctors, scientists, technicians, especially you. And, you know, that's why I joke the School of Hard Knocks. That's what we've all graduated from. You're doing it.
You know, you mentioned Lou. Lou wanted to get a generator. And I told him about a PTO generator that we have made by Winco. And so we found one, and we arranged for it to be brought from out of state to our farm last night. And to protect Lou, it was already negotiated. Lou wanted it, and I did the negotiation on the telephone with the person selling it. And we had it delivered. And this is a pretty big, this is mounted on a frame that would hook up to the back of a tractor. And to protect Lou, my son and I wanted to see it work. So for 2 hours last night, we hooked this up to our tractor, and it did not work. And we stayed with it. We stayed with it and found out, we diagnosed the problem with it, and we got it working perfectly. And so when you talk about Lou, Lou is the kindest, nicest. He's a wonderful, wonderful person.
Yeah, he shared with me because I sent to him, he asked me if he had an RPM issue with the amount of turns. He wanted to run the tractor at a lower RPM. You know the whole story. Lou and I talk a lot. And I was talking about reduction gearing, like a two-speed rear end on a big truck or whatever. And I said, Vinny can fix that. But Lou told me all about it. But I sent him the Winco link, which I found on Mike Adams.
Well, what we found was a Winco, the same one that we have here on the farm. You just hook the shaft up to the back of a tractor, and he has a two-speed, so we can run it exactly, or he can run it at half RPM. So he doesn't need the full 25,000 watts of this generator. If he had 10,000 watts, it'd be great. But this thing is industrial, it's heavy duty, and they discontinued it. They don't make this particular model.
$100 with $200 delivery, right?
It was $1,700. It was $1,800. We negotiated it down to $1,700 delivered.
Amazing.
And then the meter was broken, so we negotiated another $50 off.
Yeah, well, that's why we sold it, because it wasn't working, and that's why you are the master.
Well, it's incredible. It's a really nice piece of gear. It will last a couple generations. Really good. Winco, 25 kVA. You can look it up on the internet, class. Take a look at this. It weighs 330 pounds just for the generator itself. So I get a chance to see Lou again, you know, in several days. I'm looking forward to that. Lou, class, Lou is a lifesaver. Lou built the PEMF technology to Dr. Shealy's specifications, and it saved my life. I'm eternally grateful to Lou Cassidy, USA Prepares instructor. He's a wonderful engineer.
Too, Vincent.
Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us. See you next week, Gwyneth. Same time, same station.
I'll see you later.
God bless.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.